This is the unknown grave, the one who died maintaining his night. His will been so strong and musically inclined. His sad melodies coming out like a smoke from the woody fire. And he sang, my boo, Africa, sing now, Africa, sing loud, sing to the people. Let them give something to the world and not just take it from it. And will you ring the bells when you come back?
You're listening to South African singer-songwriter Vusimalesele. The Nobel Prize-winning novelist Nadine Gordimer has called him a national treasure. Musician Dave Matthews said he was a voice of hope during the revolution, like a Woody Guthrie or Bob Dylan of South Africa. Vusimalesele was born in 1965. He went on to become one of the country's most politically active musicians during the last decade of apartheid. His new album, called The Voice, collects some of his songs about armed struggle and forgiveness. He talked with Steve Paulson about politics and music in South Africa.
I think what makes a powerful political song, it is the reality behind it, what you've lived, and trying to sort of like really bring the picture to the people musically. For me, I don't know, I think the music is the highest art form. When I grew up, there was music that people, you know, really sang, which really consoled and also gave people some hope to, like, really get up, you know, and do something, you know, about their life and then, you know, be against the injustices that were there. And I don't think that I can claim to say that I'm the one who's sort of, like, really trying to conscientize people in some way. It's like a borrowed fire from God, you know, this thing that I have. And I only have to burn only unwanted things. But I have to be careful, you know, to control this fire.
Now, when you were younger, did you grow up singing?
Yeah, I think musically I was involved. I was playing music since the age of 7. You know, I used to create instruments from containers that used to contain cooking oil or mango salad, which is called acha, Indian mango salad. And the strings, I'll use fishnets and so on. At the age of 11 and so on, I think I had a former band called The Pleasure Invaders. So it was just us, these young boys and all that. But around that time, you know, one wasn't like really aware what was happening all that. But musically, I was very much involved. The radio stations in South Africa, which was Bantu, the Radio Bantu, we had only about 30 minutes or 1 hour of listening to our own musicians. The rest will be getting music from America, you know, listening to Smokey, Elvis and whatever. There were quite a lot of American music. And I remember when there was a bell for this program that I know that it's going to be only South African music. We listen to the Dark City Sisters, to Malombo, and so on. I will just rush to the speaker and listen to the music. Only just 30 minutes or 1 hour, and then you'll have to listen again the next day. And it was really sad. There was just a lot of music from America.
What role do you think music played in the struggle against apartheid?
People were just, they just needed some relief. One thing that can like really help them out there, it was music. Of course, we do have songs when a baby is born, we've got special songs for that. We've got songs when somebody has passed away, we sing those kind of songs. We've got songs to celebrate, you know, the first rain and also the time of harvesting and so on and whatever. But you will hear music that were sung and the message which is like really in it, that no, this is a music that are people who are sort of like really troubled in some way in their spirit. And just to relieve some calmness and everything, they just have to sing this. There are songs where working people will sort of like really do this song, like a song called Shosholoza. Shosholoza, Shosholoza, uyahigulezondaba, stimela, siphume Zimbabwe. This was a song about migrant workers who are coming to work in the gold mines, coming from Zimbabwe with a train and so on. Yeah, they used to sing this song quite a lot. So we've got quite a lot of different type of music and all that.
Yes, need I remind anyone again that armed struggle is an act of love.
Your song, Red Song, is about the people who joined the armed struggle against apartheid. Where does this song come from?
This is a song that I did jointly with one friend, a brother, a comrade, who's a writer in his own right. We belong together in the Congress of South African Writers with the message that it was more dedicated to those people who went to enlist, you know, in a fight against apartheid through armed struggle. And I thought that, you know, by putting this poem into a music, whatever, it will be very much accessible so that our people should be able to get courage, you know, to stand up and fight.
Should I now stop singing of love? Now that my memory is surrounded by blood. Sister, why, oh, why do we at times mistake a pimple for a cancer?
There's a very striking line in this song, armed struggle is an act of love.
It's an act of love, of loving your country, loving your people and all that. But, you know, that kind of passion of that love, you know, sort of like really been taken away from you. And what do you do about that, you know? So people fought in many different ways. Some went to fight through armed struggle. Some went to fight through negotiations. Some we fought, you know, through song and dance. But with an armed struggle, it's really an over, I don't know, it's really heavy. But just that line, armed struggle is an act of love. Anyone can have his own interpretation in that.
I know you appeared at a number of political rallies during the apartheid years. Was that dangerous for you? Were you harassed by the police?
Yeah. A lot of us, we were picked, and I spent quite a lot of time in solitary confinement. Of course, the torture, I don't want to come with details, because I've sort of like really tried to forget this, you know. If you learn to forgive, I think you become much more freer. But if you don't, I think you are the ones who are suffering a lot. So just to remember that and everything, it brings that, you know, memories and pain, and I just don't want to go into that. I'm happy that when I look back, you know, okay, that has passed, and then, you know, we're able to forgive and just go forward, even if we cannot forget.
You have a song on your album called Weeping, which, as I understand, was actually written by a former white South African soldier. Can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, when I first heard the song, when it was explained also to me that it was written by, you know, a white who was a soldier during the time of apartheid, when there was a state of emergency, there was a lot of turmoil also there in this township and so on. They were deployed with Caspers in the townships. And what he saw there...
The Caspers are the armored vehicles, right?
Yes, yes. What he saw that he kind of like, really, no, this is not right, you know? This is inhumane. People cannot live like this. He saw like a really terrifying picture. Very sad, people crowded, lot of poverty. He said, no, this is not right. It's not right that people could live like this. And he wrote this piece. And I think also this song, it is more about the architect of apartheid himself, Mr. Hendrik Verwoerd. Yeah, when I sang that song, I sort of like really did it with passion, knowing, you know, understanding the mindset of the person who wrote the song.
Why the fear and the fire and the guns we made. It doesn't matter now, it's over anyway.
Nelson Mandela was elected president of South Africa, and you sang at his inauguration. Can you tell me about that experience?
It was amazing. You know, it was like a dream. The traffic, just the people who were flocking to go down there to go and witness this and everything. There was that spirit of oneness. That day, I mean, the people, they didn't even look at whether there's, I mean, white or black or whatever. You know, it was just the one spirit. It was so much amazing that, you know, when you think back about the history, what was happening, the hatred maybe before, that you could sort of calculate from the people. But nothing like that came out, you know. People were just like, you know, okay, we want family and all that. We look at each other like brothers and sisters. The atmosphere was so great. For us to see him, you know, being, you know, inaugurated there, oh, it was really overwhelming.
Amongst us, where there will be no wish to see the grinning snouts and thirst of the unclean.
That's a song called A Prayer for Our Time. It's the last track on Vusi Malisela's album, The Voice. Steve Paulson spoke with Malisela.